KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, and of course, bike safety as well. And that's what we're going to be looking at today. Emily and I are talking with Greta Montaigne. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning, indeed. So, Greta, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. Really appreciate that. You're a parent at Jacoby Creek, and you have spearheaded this walk and roll Wednesday. I like the name. So, explain what that's all about.
Well, the first Wednesday of every month, we try to really get as many kids at the school out to walk and roll with the hopes that will continue on throughout the rest of the month and that they'll enjoy walking and biking, enjoy that feeling and the participation.
Fantastic. Now, of course, to that end, safety is the chief concern. And so, safe routes to school, of course, is what we're looking at, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the saferoutestoschool.org, the California, has some great tips for walking safely to school and some really good worksheets for how to teach your kids to ride their bike safely. And, it's an important part of being a school child is learning how to look for traffic and cross the street safely and all that. So the hopes is that will continue with them for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
That they'll enjoy being on the sidewalks and learning how to ride on the bike lanes and things like that.
So how did the program at Jacoby Creek get started?
I think it was through the Department of Public Health. Kelly Kyles works there, and I believe that she's the one that initiated it, and then it got handed off to me, and I've just made some minor tweaks and improvements. You know, we made some flags just to kind of be more festive and just experimenting with different ways to chart our progress. And I've been experimenting with, you know, what motivates the children the most. Is it the stickers? Do they like to put, do they like to see a chart of their participation? I made a golden shoe award. So I just spray painted an old tennis shoe and we award it to the classroom with the most walkers each month. And they get a big kick out of that.
So there's kind of like a competition there between the kids then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, friendly competition.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, you know, we're sort of trying to get some friendly competition with other schools going, too, like with Sunny Bray and Arcata Elementary. And
oh, that's wonderful.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, how do we chart that as well? And the city of Arcata has been very helpful with that as well.
How has participation been with the students there?
Pretty good. I think we, you know, especially when the weather is nice like this, we're getting about a quarter of the school to participate. And we get a lot of participation from the bus riders, too. We definitely include that as well because you're riding the school bus, you're right, you know, public transportation. And so to get the exercise component of it, we try to have the kids do four laps around our track for their sticker for participation. Just to get the exercise element is pretty important, too, in the carpool. Kids get to do that as well.
Great. So a lot of people, especially in rural areas, think, well, we live too far away from school or there's not sidewalks on our street to get to the school. But fortunately, with Safe Routes to School programs, there's a lot of ways to adapt so that a program can work like that for any school. And so you've made a couple remote drop-off sites work for Jacoby Creek students. Could you explain how that works?
Yeah, so parents driving their kids in from the north or the south have two different options to park in a safe place, and then they can either assist their kids across the street from the Bayside Grange to the post office and where they're on a safe bike route up to our crossing guards, or from the north they can drop off either at the Highway Patrol headquarters and pretty much take the sidewalk the whole way, which is super safe. We have another drop-off across from Arcata's Bayside Park Farm, and that's another good safe spot. And I try to put flags there, and, as we get more participation, we can have bike train leaders and, you know, just try to get more parents to kind of hang out and wait for the kids to accumulate, and then they all sort of, you know, it's very festive to kind of all walk together. There's good
stronger sense of community is developed, just, you know, chatting while you're walking to school. And we have the beautiful improvements at the Gannon Slough to, you know, observe all the geese down there, and just trying to get people to get out of their house 10 minutes earlier so that they can spend this quality time with their child before school starts.
Well, that's wonderful.
In the past, we've had someone bring a pickup there and pick up everyone's backpacks, because the older kids have these, you know, 30, 40-pound backpacks full of books. So it's nice if we could assist them that way, too, by hauling their books.
Yeah, great.
So, the, you know, riding a bike to school is always a wonderful thing. I did it a lot when I was a kid. Old Arcata Road is a pretty busy thoroughfare, though. How do you address bike safety on such a busy road?
Yeah, we've been, we put a petition around the Bayside neighborhood to ask the city to install some radar feedback signs, and those have been very helpful. Coming off of the Old Arcata Road at 45 miles an hour as you enter the city of Arcata, there's a little bit more strong of a reminder now that, hey, drive 25 miles an hour in Arcata, slow down.
You know, those things are really helpful. We moved to Cutton recently, and by the Cutton School, they've got those things, and by Grant Elementary as well. And, you know, those I think they really, really work. I think people see that and they go, oh, I'm going too fast, and they slow down.
Yeah, that's kind of my overall work right now, is just to try to talk more about impatient drivers and how important it is to just, you know, slow down. And when you're in Arcata, just really try to drive 25. And when you see a bicyclist, you know, give them 3 to 5 feet of room. It's really important, to, especially with children, to give them that space and not just drive right directly by them. I know there's bike commuters on Old Arcata Road that carry cameras, take pictures of people that are violating their personal space or going too fast or potentially driving impaired. We have a lot of that in our area. So it's definitely a big issue. And I would say that, you know, we really try to be as present as possible with safety vests and flags and try to make it festive. But that's also the deeper aspect of that, is to help it make it more visible so that people are kind of paying attention. Hey, there's a little mini parade going on here, and slow down a bit.
And you've also been involved in efforts in trying to improve kind of safety along the county portion of Old Arcata Road and really reducing speeds. And you know, I was thinking about several years ago, there was the upgrades on Old Arcata Road that really did provide kind of wider shoulders for bicyclists, which is great, but had the inadvertent effect of really increasing kind of the feeling that you can, as a driver, be driving faster. And so with those consequences, and you and other neighbors have been working to try to reduce speeds on those sections of Old Arcata Road. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it is very confusing for drivers. If you notice, when you are driving, the speed limit changes a lot. So one thing we might be working towards is like, hey, let's just make that whole stretch 35 miles an hour so there's no question. You know, you should know as a driver that that's the speed you need to go. I do see more people walking on the side of the road in Indianola. I think the roundabout at Indianola has really helped. I really hope that we can get the city and county working together to put a roundabout in at Jacoby Creek Road. You know, that road was built for resource extraction, for hauling timber out, and that's not happening so much anymore. So, you know, we need to improve safety for the residents so that they can safely use their road. And I think something like that can really improve the speeds and, you know, help remind drivers to slow down.
So you've really been involved, especially at the community level, and working with neighbors and working with both the city and the county. What are, you know, any recommendations you would have for other communities that are trying to address safety issues?
I think just having regular meetings at the Grange where we collect stories, and, you know, that's been very helpful for guiding our direction to kind of get the neighborhood involvement on what they're actually seeing out there. It really helps us get our finger on the pulse of the driver behavior in the greater neighborhood. On Old Arcata Road, of course, we have a lot of commuters. We have people not using 101, and, you know, there's issues out there as well that affect old Arcata Road big time. One time there was an accident. Someone was driving backwards down the road, and the whole 101 was shut off for a little while. We just were really stunned by how many cars came through our neighborhood. And just like, wow, if there's, you know, ever a big issue out there on 101, it has heavy impact through this little neighborhood. So I think just having regular community building meetings has been super helpful.
And one of the points that we didn't get to touch on in talking about walk and roll to school days was that, you know, really this started out as a real parent-led initiative, but now has really a lot more kind of programmatic support from the school and from the PTO. I just wondered if you could touch on how that worked and what the benefits have been to the program and students at Jacoby Creek.
Yeah, kind of a new thing for us. I was going at it alone for a little while, and for several years actually, and you know, the benefits of the PTO is that you're contributing to school spirit, which is definitely what most schools' PTOs are supportive of, and you know, we have a bike rodeo every spring that the PTO puts on, and Melanie Williams comes, her whole bikesthere.com with her bike trailer, and that's been really helpful because it, you know, you're seeing the kids learning how to drive their bikes around cones, and you know, they're getting these really great skills, and they're getting free helmets, and so that's like really going to help our program a lot. And so the PTO has just gathered up that as one of the things they do through the year.
Cool.
That is terrific. All right, and Emily, I know that, you know, down the road, we are going to, in the next few weeks, we're going to be looking a bit more at the Bay Trail, but there were a few things that you wanted to touch on today.
Yeah, just that several weeks ago, a kind of ad hoc group under HCOG, Humboldt County Association of Governments, which is the regional transportation planning agency, that group kind of formed with the intention of trying to work together to move the Bay Trail forward and also the Caltrans 101 corridor Eureka to Arcata project. And so that really was made up of the City of Arcata, City of Eureka, the county, and Caltrans being the main, and HCOG being the main entities. And really was working on setting a timeline for how all of these projects could come together, since now the 101 corridor project can really only move forward if the Bay Trail project is also moving forward. So that's kind of a win-win for transportation safety between Eureka and Arcata, we hope. And the 101 corridor project needs to be seeking their coastal development permit by kind of early 2017. And that would be then when we as a community, and with the City of Arcata, the county, and City of Eureka, will have found funding to make the Bay Trail a reality. So currently the City of Arcata is this summer going to be constructing the north section of their of the first part of the Bay Trail, not really to the Bay yet, but from Foster Avenue to Samoa Boulevard. And they'll also be seeking funding this spring for the section from Samoa Boulevard to Braycut. So that being the first northern section of the trail around the bay. While the county continues to work on plans, designs, and environmental documentation for the Bay Trail section from Braycut to the City of Eureka. So there's a lot of progress in the works, and soon that group will be putting together a timeline so that kind of all in the community can understand the progress so far, but also the key steps in the next few years to make both projects a reality.
I know that Caltrans said that they would put $1 million towards the Bay Trail project, which is a lot of money, of course, but a drop in the bucket compared to what is needed for the entire Bay Trail project, so certainly more funding is needed.
Yes, and the City of Arcata and other jurisdictions will be, you know, going after the federal Tiger grants again, and also the new state pot of funds for non-motorized transportation projects, the Active Transportation Program, which is a call for projects comes every 2 years. So that will be even more imperative to really get those projects in line for that funding.
Absolutely. Looking forward to more talks on these in the next few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. And really, thank you, Greta Montaigne, for talking about all the great work at Jacoby Creek and in Bayside, and really appreciate all of the efforts that the Bayside community has been doing to really improve their community and also for kind of all of us in the Humboldt Bay communities. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my pleasure. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me on.
All righty. And this conversation on Happy Trails, as all conversations, will be podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.